With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, the thing about pants, not all of them are built the same.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You got some that are baggy.
Yep.
Some that are skinny.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was wearing some, I would put them in the skinny category. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily like what we used to wear skinny jeans, but when I walked out of the room, Joey goes, okay, just way too skinny. And I go, these are not skinny jeans. She goes, yeah, they are. Look at them. I go, these, babe. I used to wear skinny jeans. I know what skinny jeans feels like. Couldn't breathe in those things. They're leggings, jeggings. They were just like painted on
you. Yeah, painted on.
These days, the straight leg is kind of making its way. People would, I think, consider a straight leg. They'd put it in the skinny category these days.
And that's what I'm wearing, okay? You just nailed it, April. You put language to my soul right there. It's a straight leg. So she's calling it a skinny. I go, this is not a skinny. I remember the skinny. These are straight legs. Now, let me just say this. I have fantastic legs. My legs are tremendous. I've always said, if that stinking thing, that little noise, it's a character at this point. If I have a daughter that has Julia's face with my legs, she will be a supermodel.
Oh, my gosh.
Beyond anybody. I mean, Giselle, whatever, just Bella, whatever, like eat your heart out. This girl made it to the tippy top IMG just model. So I'm wearing these. The thing about pants, let me just say this. The thing about pants, some of them are skinny. Some of them are thick. You know, you get into a thick pair of pants, you're like, I can go to Montana in this.
Yeah.
Yes. I can walk through anything.
Walk outside.
Brave the storm.
Yeah. Nothing's going
to. Go on an airplane.
Nothing's going to hurt me. Okay. Today I am wearing athletic leisure, how do you say it? Aloe?
Yeah.
Yeah. The great people of the VU church bought me as a gift.
How kind.
It was in my hotel room, a gift. A beautiful gift, a pair of aloe pants. A thank you, so to speak. Not a gift card, a pair of pants.
I love that.
These are light, leisure, athletic. I could go golfing in these things. I could come to my office in these things. Preach? I don't think so. It's inappropriate. Well, I don't appreciate it when guys are up there and they're wearing leisure sportswear.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, just I just don't feel comfortable with you being in that attire.
Right.
Okay. So I'm wearing these today, and they're a little bit noisy. I got to be honest; they make some noise.
Swishers.
They're a little swish, 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 swish. You know, just. Yeah. And I'm just kind of walking around, going, I wonder who's looking at my pants, going, I don't know if those are appropriate for the office. The athletics. If he's golfing, those are in bounds. Saturday or Friday, your day off, appropriate. Traveling, completely appropriate. International or national. However, working amongst coworkers, I don't know if this guy just stopped caring.
I had a mindful thought. After a meeting, you got up, and I was like, that is the most comfortable meeting he must ever have had in his life.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting here relaxing. I've had two protein bars and one meeting, and I'm just relaxing. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's what leadership is. Leadership is getting comfortable in your own skin. Skin. Let's go. Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Leadership Lean In, where we are leaning in to the subject matter of leadership, just to get, we cannot promise perfection, people.
No.
But as always promised, progress.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. We're moving the ball down the field. We're moving the chains. We're moving forward in life. We're moving humanity forward. We're getting a little bit better. I put up a photo yesterday of me when I was 20 years old.
So good.
That was a great photo.
It was an interesting reaction. The best part of it was all those people from my old church.
So yeah. Cool.
Saying that it was a great time we had together, because that's how I look back on those days. But, you know, listen, all we can promise is progress. Mm-hmm. From El Monte to now, hopefully we're a little bit better, a little bit kinder. Julia keeps telling me in my old age I get more cranky and ornery. You know what? The devil's a liar, and she's just being critical. I'm...
This episode's about marriage.
Right.
So thank you to everybody. I was just at the great Vus conference down in Miami. Vus. And we had a great time.
Oh, Vus.
We had a great time seeing so many people. Okay. Seeing really so many people that were so kind. I'm a leaner. I don't know if you knew this. I'm a leaner. I listen to leadership. Lean so in. Great. It means the world to us.
Yeah.
And our ever-growing team.
Amen.
We got an intern in the house.
We do. We've got Zeke.
Shout out to Zeke.
Ezekiel Elliott holding it down on the ones and twos and cameras. Okay. Today, we are jumping in and we are talking about the subject of money, 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 money.
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 Is there like a sound effect for money? Like, I'm doing the little thing with my fingers, but.
You're making it rain?
I guess.
I don't know. Dollar bills, y'all. And if you want to be a. Anyways, we're talking about money, and one of my favorite thinkers on money in the world, I'm going to teach some of his content today, do my best to put a little twist on it, but Dave Ramsey, grew up hating him, now I love him. That's how life works. You hate wisdom, and then you need wisdom.
Ooh, that's a bar right there.
That's how life works.
Jeez.
Life works, you're like just hating, despising.
Rage against it.
Yeah, just like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then you get older and you go, I'm going to do that. Because it's wise. And the older you get, the more you're like, I need more wisdom. I need to live better and do better and think better. And that's always the wise thing. Okay? So Dave Ramsey proves himself to be wise. And how do you know that? Because fruitfulness, fruit talks.
Yeah.
It's good.
The reality is leadership. You got to remember that your fruit talks. It tells its own story. Mm. So why do you never have to brag about your scoreboard? Because your fruit will brag for you.
Great.
And Dave Ramsey's got a ton of it. So I'm going to title today, you don't have a money problem. You have a you problem. And he says that often mainly because it's really the truth. The biggest issue with money is self-control.
Wow.
And so you don't have even a income issue for the most of us, for the most part, most people. I'm the biggest problem. In all my leadership, I am the problem and the solution. I'm aware of that. I'm the solution and the really? Problem at the same time. Rich had a great thought when we were down in Miami is that, you know, you got to be comfortable as a leader. You're constantly disappointing people.
Wow.
To be a leader is to wake up and go like, there's tons of people disappointing me. I wasn't who they expected me to be. I changed my proximity to their life. I let them down. I didn't text them back. I just, you gotta live disappointing people and just being okay with that. I think that one of the keys in leadership is realizing I am the cog in the wheel. And when it comes to money, you've got to always recognize that. This is a powerful truth, and I just want to make sure, because I know so many leaners live their life from a biblical basis. If you're not a Christian, you're a leaner, it means the world to me. I'm happy to be on the journey with you, and we're talking mainly about leadership, but my all of my leadership is through a faith filter.
Right.
You know, I've given my life to Jesus. I'm a Jesus follower. Deuteronomy 8:18 is a great verse. I've held on to it from the day I learned it when I was probably about 19 years old when that photo was taken. Remember the Lord your God, for he is the one that gives you the power to get wealth. Mm. I really like that verse. Remember the Lord. By the way, anything in the Bible you can use.
Yep.
You can use anything in the Bible, especially when it's in context. But remember the Lord your God, your creator. It is he that gives you the power to gain wealth. And I want to talk to you about just that idea of wealth, because the reality is that, let's take a great story, the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan.
Yep.
I mean, the hospitals, Good Samaritan. Everybody loves a Good Samaritan. But in order to do a good Samaritan's work, you have to have a good Samaritan's purse. You have to have money.
That's right.
Without money, you can't be a blessing. So I want to talk about making sure that for us, we do everything we can with finances to get to what I'm going to talk about fifth, the last thing, being generous, having a generous lifestyle.
Love that.
That's what's exciting. Yep. So I'm going to give you a few things. Number one, you need to have a written plan. You need to create, when it comes to finances, I don't care. By the way, not having a personal financial plan is like trying to run a business without a plan. Like, yeah. You've got to have a financial plan. No one wins on accident. In life, nobody wins on accident. You got to be deliberate. We talk about this all the time. Set your intentions. Set your expectation. So when I create a budget, I create a structure of one of the great things I think about money is name every dollar. Money's like water.
Yep.
If you don't tell it where to go, it'll go anywhere it wants.
Yep. Right.
There's a proverb that says money has wings like an eagle, it flies away. Mm-hmm. I cannot let my money fly away. That's I've right. got to assign where I want this to go. So write down a plan, make a plan. This is crazy. And I grew up, I have amazing parents. I love my parents. I don't remember, maybe they did, but I don't remember them ever sitting me down and teaching me how to create a budget.
Hmm. Right. Mine didn't.
Did yours? No. So you think about this. The government... education is not set up for anybody to win financially.
Right.
I don't know if they changed it, but when I was growing up, we didn't take any classes on money, right? No. So I learned how interest rate works the hard way. That's exactly right. I got an Amex, started buying all this stuff. I saw the minimum payment. I made the minimum payment. Then I owed more money.
Yep.
And I was like, hold on, wait, how does this... I learned interest rate the hard way. It wasn't until I was in, you know, my late 20s, I really understood the difference between a liability and an asset. Mm. So I think that we got to start with, let's just start with the B is for budget.
Yeah.
Create a good budget. And you know, what do you have towards rent or your mortgage? What about all of your utilities? How much are you spending on gas? How much are you spending on your car payment? What about your cell phone? Okay, what about entertainment? Which, by the way, eating out is entertainment. Let's just call it that. There's a difference between groceries and eating out. You know, you got to go through and assign every dollar. Because if not, you'll wake up and you start living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And you won't be able to do the good stuff and the fun stuff with money, which is saving, investing. I'll get to that right. in just a minute. But if I don't create a budget, it's like time. I tell my time where to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't let my schedule doesn't run me. I run my schedule.
That's right.
Yeah.
My phone, I don't serve my phone. My phone serves me. Money is the same way, which let's just make it clear. I'm talking about money because it's probably one of the most stressful things in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the more you budget and the more you stay within the budget and the more you control yourself to spend within. Let me just say this. This is a very important thing. A couple cannot generate wealth if one of them is a hyperspender.
Mm.
So a family. Let's take it to your business. You cannot generate wealth. You cannot do well financially and be a hyper spender. So you've got to, I kind of like this idea. We just have Father's Day. I kind of like this idea of like, where did you learn money? You learned money probably from how your parents spent money. Mm. And so if your parents saved, you probably learned how to save.
Yep.
If your parents consumed, you grew up around high consumers, then you're probably a high consumer. Well, the problem is a lot of people consume at a rate that they don't create. Yep. They don't make that money. So you got to balance out those scales to go, I'm going to save some money here and run my life off a budget. So number one, you got to set up yourself for success. Have a written plan. Write down a budget. Don't just, and to me, of course, it goes without saying, but let me just say this. The first thing I do with my money is I give 10% to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where I start.
Yeah.
And then after, as soon as I'm done, and by the way, my belief is the reason why God gets the first, because he's worthy of first. God's not third in my life. He's not fifth in my life. He is not 10th in my life. So he's first in my life. So he gets the first of my paycheck.
That's great.
So the first thing I do when I get paid, the first thing is God gives my money first. Because to me, that's a very biblical principle. After that, the second person that gets my money is my savings and my investing.
Mm.
Great.
I'll pay my bills later.
Yeah.
But I've got kids that are going to go to college. I've got a retirement plan. I've got an attack. I'm not going to get into my 60s and go like, oh, dang, I got no money.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to be mad at? Remember, right. Wisdom said, let's go back to wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom said, I will laugh at you on your day of calamity because I called to you and you didn't answer.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's not wise to not build your future. I'm not building just a church or building a podcast. I'm building my life.
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. I think something too is that people will like be like, oh, I'm going to build a budget. It's going to be great. And they'll make their budget and it's great and they love it and they do it and it's wonderful. And then they walk away from it and the budget, it's like, okay, you don't really revisit it. And I think that sometimes that's where people get got is like, how often would you say you come back, look at your budget, reevaluate? Do you check in with your budget weekly? Do you do it daily? Do you do it monthly? Do you do it quarterly?
I do it all the time. Constantly.
Constantly.
I'm constantly. I mean, obviously every morning I would look at all of our accounts. This is from a corporate level and a personal level. I'm just into the details of finances because I want to know where every dollar goes. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. And I just think, you know, yesterday we're in a meeting and we're cutting some expenses back on an event. And someone made the comment, oh, yeah, we're cutting that, but it's only $300. And I said, hold on. I don't know how you see $300. But $300 to me is a lot of money.
Yeah.
If I gave you $300 today, would you be blessed?
Blessed.
$300.
Is that an offer?
But it's like, it's like, it's little things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's in the details.
That's right.
Dollars and totally. Cents.
That Apple storage thing that keeps coming around, they're like, $5, $10, $26.
I'm just like, telling you, like, so I do it, to answer your question, I do it often.
Yeah. You know, I think growing up, I was afraid to budget because I thought that a budget meant I had to say no to fun, no to a lifestyle. But you realize really quickly, your budget is what gives you freedom
mm-hmm.
to live the life you actually want to live.
That's right.
And if you can stick to it, you're going to begin to create systems for yourself to dream bigger, think bigger, live more excitingly.
Yeah.
And it's all, I'm rereading Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
It's just become like a yearly book for me.
So good.
And he says, winners and losers all have the same goals.
Yeah, they have the same goals.
You know, so we all want to travel. We all want to, you know, take care of our family and providing entertainers, all that stuff. But your budget, your system is what gets you W's.
Yeah.
It's not your goal. Your goal, who cares about your goal? It's all about your budget, your systems, your boundaries.
It's all about that. So number one, with your money, have a written plan. Number two, get out of debt.
Mm.
Like, just do everything you can to get out of debt. Just don't let debt loom. Don't attack it. Attack it like a plague. Go after that thing. Find your solution to get out of debt, because the reality is your most powerful wealth building tool is your income.
Mm-hmm.
And if your income's going just to debt and constantly just kind of playing around with that, we're not going to be able to build.
Yeah.
So we got to just get it out of that deficit. So I just think, you know, do whatever you can to attack this. Honestly, if I could be really honest, this is what I love about this guy, Dave Ramsey.
He
teaches people how to do it, and then they hold up these signs. They're like, "I was $150,000 in debt. I was $200,000 in debt. I was $75,000." It's do not despise small beginnings.
That's right.
Start chipping away. All of life is like I gotta start somewhere. Only a fool waits for perfect conditions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today is a perfect day to start making a plan. And you know what? Maybe it takes 3 years or four or whatever.
Right.
Who cares? But we can't build forward until we get rid of the past.
That's right.
Yeah.
I made some mistakes. I couldn't control myself. I didn't have self-control.
Mm.
And there is a difference between good debt and bad debt, and we're not going to get into that today. But bad debt, erase that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that to the best of your ability. Number three, live on less than you make.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we get into trouble, is that most of us are borrowing money. And one of the things I believe about God is that God is always bringing you to the place where you are the lender, not the borrower. Mm. He is slowly maturing you to where you get to lend and not borrow. And this is very, you know, this is Book of Proverbs. This is very, very Bible now. I'm giving you principles today from the Bible. But hear me. You have to get out of debt. And you have to start living on less than you make. Because if you can live off, let me just ask you, can you live off 75% of your income?
Hmm.
Can you drop it down to 70? Like, let's just try and get to 70. Let's try and lower down our cost of living so that the other 30%, 25%, 20%, whatever percent you choose, can be used towards your future.
Yeah.
Can be used towards the fun stuff. And it's amazing. When you start cutting things out of your life, you're like, yeah, I didn't need it.
Yeah.
You have to really identify your needs versus your wants.
That's right.
I know we're talking about a big area of people's lives, and most people, it's like the I see money as like the dentist office. Most people don't want to go to the dentist office because they don't want the dentist to be like, have you been flossing? Because they know the answer is no. Same thing with money. Most people, they don't want to look at their credit score. They don't want to look at their credit card statement. They don't want to look at their bank account because they don't want to see the details.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But leadership to me is about inspecting reality.
Right.
It's about going through and going like, I need to know the answers of where I'm at. I need to find out if we're doing good or bad. I live in numbers.
Yep.
I live in numbers of volunteer numbers, connect group numbers, attendance numbers, kids numbers. I live in numbers constantly, stream numbers, download numbers. God is a God of numbers. I can go on there, but they're just saying like
the whole book.
We've got to live on less than we make. Get into the details and find out where is your money going?
Yep.
If we don't got money, where's that? Where did that thing go? It's got wings like an eagle, just fly away.
Right.
Where did it go? Live on less than you make. My life is not good enough the way that it is, so I'm going to change some things. That's the motto. My life, the way that I'm living, is not good enough. I'm going to make some changes. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. When it comes to money, I think the biggest value is control the controllable. What is the controllable? I can't even control my income, but I can control my budget.
That's right. Yep.
I can't control how much money comes in for me.
Yep.
None of us can. Mm. I don't have control over that.
Right.
For me, there's a board that decides my compensation. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't print money.
I'm an employee.
It comes from someone else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I don't get to decide that. Mm-hmm. Even in the overall grand scheme picture of my life.
Right.
What I can control is me. Mm-hmm. I make a budget and I'm gonna vow to live on less than I make. If you walk away from anything from this pod, maybe that could be the one.
Right.
That right there could end up starting to change the trajectory of your fiduciary reality.
It's a great word.
Great word. Number four, save money. Because guess what? A rainy day is coming, buddy.
The boiler.
The rainy day is coming, my friend. And when it rains, it pours. And we got to replace tires. And we got to get a new dishwasher. Mm. And we got to buy the kids new shoes. And life is expensive. And I need a savings account for a rainy day. I got to get a new car. I got my monthly bills, but then I got to have something set aside for a rainy day, a savings account where you just never know when you're going to need that.
Yep.
And I think it's not just for the rainy day to me. You want to know how rich people get richer, I think. They save money.
Yeah.
They save a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep stocking it away.
Mm-hmm.
Keep stocking it away. Why? Because you never know when some opportunity is going to come your way.
Yep.
You never know when so there's a savings for the rainy day, but there's a savings for an opportunity.
That's right.
An investment. And I think about, your investment to me is like a lot of people set up reoccurring for tithe.
Yeah.
Or for their savings account. You know, like I have some things set up. But the great thing about creating a budget too is like I don't even think on payday,
right. Yeah.
I know exactly where everything is
going. I've already signed it before it comes in.
That's right.
That's wisdom to me. Because if you can't run money off emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make decisions when you're sober.
Yeah.
So I put, and then I think, put some money into like an investment. You know, maybe for me, I got a few, like I think about it just retirement, college funds. I got three boys that are going to go to college. Investments in our future. And let's say I can't afford that. Could you do $5?
Yeah. By the way, now there's no excuse not to invest.
Right.
Yeah. Fractional shares. It's almost gamified. It's that simple.
It's gamified.
Yeah.
Robinhood.
There's no reason. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Get on Robinhood. Assign $5 every paycheck. $10. What could you do? Could you do $50?
Right.
Start and then let it sit. Let it do that for a year. Mm-hmm. Do that for 2 years. All of a sudden, you're like, let's go back to James Clear. Hit the James Clear for me.
Habits of the compound interest of self-improvement.
Compound interest. Compound consistency. The consistency compounds. I just keep doing that. Keep throwing that in to that savings account. Keep throwing that into that investment. All of a sudden, it's like, I can't believe how far we got.
That's right.
I can't believe what's in this account. I can't believe, because I just kept throwing it in there, throwing it in there, throwing it in there, saving, investing. Did you miss going to the movies that much? Nope.
No.
You want to know what's fun? Watching your account grow.
Mm-hmm. Up and to the right.
That is fun.
Yeah.
You want to have a lot of fun? You don't need Tulum.
No.
You don't need Cabo. Watch an account grow. And you want to not have, you want to have a horrible time, a hell of a time? Watch your money fly away. Right. Look at your account go, where did it all go? That is a tough reality. So save money. Get out of debt. Invest. Make a plan. Last one, number five. If you do all these things, that's what Dave Ramsey said. I really appreciate it and I really agree with it. You could become outrageously generous.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
There ain't nothing worse than coming to some situation or some problem for somebody or some offering or something and be like, man, my heart is so moved. I don't got anything to help you with, though. It's kind of like when you ever, be encountered by someone, like a homeless person or someone with a sign, or, like they ask you for money. You're like, I'm so sorry. You're patting yourself. Right. You're like, I'm so sorry. I don't have anything. That is the worst feeling. The more I'm good with money, the more I can be outrageously generous. That's right. Yeah. And I don't want to just give money away. I want to give lavishly, mm-hmm. over and above. I want to give in crazy ways. I want to be the most generous person. If I don't take care of my money, I can't be that person.
Yep.
That's right.
And so every dollar matters. Every day matters. Every time I swipe that card, every time I subscribe to something, it all matters. Mm-hmm. Nothing is disconnected.
That's right.
And the more I can take care of money, the more I can be a blessing. Mm. And isn't that let's just think about this in leadership. What's the goal? What's the point? The goal in leadership is to be a blessing.
That's right.
It's to be a resource, to be an encouragement, to be a strength. So what if you're like this wise person? You got all these sayings and you got all these quotes and maxims, axioms, and you could fire up a locker room or the boardroom, and you ain't got no money?
Mm. Yikes.
So to me, it's about health. A couple weeks ago, I was in Oklahoma City, and the point of the meeting was Reach America, and they were talking about what does America want? What does America crave? What is America? How can we pique people's interest in America to help them? And they said Americans are concerned with three things: better health, better wealth, better relationships. Mm. Better health: I want to be the healthiest version of me. Better wealth: I need to generate more income and be better with my money, and better relationships. So I think maybe you can focus on those three things in your leadership. How do I be the healthiest version of me? How do I take care of my money and be a blessing? I just love that God told Abraham. He said, yeah, I'm going to bless you, and you will be a blessing. So God never just blesses somebody. The point of the blessing is to go and be a blessing.
That's right.
So with your money, my money, I recognize my money is not about me. All the money that I'm saving right now, when I use the word wealth, I'm not even thinking about this generation or me. I'm already starting to think about legacy and my kids.
That's right.
A righteous man leaves an inheritance, and what I'm going to leave behind. Mm. I'm already thinking about, it's not about my money now, but to me, it's about maturing to a place where you recognize none of this is about me.
Right.
It's something bigger. So I want better health. I want better wealth. I want better relationships. Because what if money, by the way, your money is quite simply a report card.
Hmm. Right. That's all it is.
It's just letting you know how good and bad or bad you're doing with it.
That's the most quantifiable resource.
It doesn't. And by the way, if you get a bunch of money, money should never change your values.
Right. That's right.
You make your values before you make your money. If you don't, you win the lotto and you get destroyed.
Yep.
Because money is it's like money's like alcohol. It reveals who you are.
Yep.
It just intensifies, magnifies who you are. So I got to get all my values right before I get my, before I start making money.
Yeah.
So I want better health, better wealth. I want my, so I can be a blessing, and I want better relationships. If I don't figure out the health part and the wealth part, when I get all these relationships, they'll shift if I have money.
Right.
I've seen so many families destroyed over money. So many
friendships,
just like conniving and manipulating and leveraging and using. And remember, if you don't get your thoughts about money right, you're going to try and use somebody else for money.
Yeah. That's right.
As opposed to just going like, I'm going to be a good steward. This is amazing. Let me end with this. One of our friends, he's been on this pod before. The great, he comes to our church, the great David Nurse. He sent me a photo. He spoke to Chick-fil-A, the corporation today. He said, when you walk in, they have this big plaque. It says, corporate purpose, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, S.Truitt, Kathy.Founder. So to me, it's about being a faithful steward of all that's been entrusted into me. The money's not even mine.
Right.
I'm just stewarding it. I'm just stewarding it for a greater cause and a greater purpose, just like the rest of my talent and the rest of my time. I'm just stewarding it. So when it comes to money, you don't got a money problem, fam. You got a you problem, fam, and you got to get better, and you got to get stronger, and you got to get more resources, and you got to listen to podcasts about it and read books about it, and maybe your mom and dad didn't raise you on how to handle money. Go learn about it. Go get better at it, because you cannot live the life as a leader you're called to live without being a good steward over one of the main realities of life, and that is money. More money does not equal more problems. More money equals more opportunities to be a blessing.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.